In a world of rulers, grids, and pixels where creativity knows no bounds, we champion the rebels, the dreamers, and the innovators, the ones who didn't wait for permission but forged their own path in design. I'm Joanna, your fellow self-taught designer and founder of Savvy Chic Design, and this is the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. Dive with us into the story of audacity, grit, and imagination from designers who made it on their own terms. So grab your tools, ignite that spark, and let's dive into the world where every line, curve, and pixel tells a story. Hey, self-taught designers, welcome to our new episode. And I'm so excited to have this conversation because this is a woman, a designer that is so close to me. We are in the same city. Isn't that amazing? You find somebody who's like in the same realm or location where you are at. Yeah. And I just love it because she's always there for me every time I have all these crazy breakdowns and all of these crazy ideas. I always just DM her and make sure that I have that sounding board, and she is just awesome. Now, our guest for today is the owner of Octane Design Studios, a 13-year-old branding and identity firm based in the heart of Bluegrass, Kentucky. She's a creative and a recent certified prompt engineer, podcaster, strategist, wife, and mama of three. You know how she has all of these things in her plate. She's also a lover for Italian cuisine, chai, cosplay, yes, I remember that one, cosplay, comics, and retro gaming. Danielle, welcome to our show here at the Self-Thought Designer Podcast.
It feels so good to be here. Thanks so much.
It's just so awesome because I know we did already also an episode before. That was when I was just trying to figure out what this podcast is going to be all about. But I just love it. We are revamping it and just really bringing in some awesome creatives, right? So I know that you've been in the business for 13 years. There are a lot of things that are happening in your business behind the scene. I just want to ask a little bit more about your journey as a designer and how you got started.
Oh man. Okay. So I started from like humble beginnings, right? I was pregnant with already a toddler at my hip, and we were just starting in this one bedroom apartment trying to figure out life. And I think what I wanted to do was create both a sounding board for myself as well as a sustainable platform for my children. But it really came down to a place of need. I need to be able to hone the skills that I have so that I can make bread for my family, but also create a platform for myself, for my ideas and my creativity to flow. And that's really where it came from.
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of fellow designers as well, right? Trying to figure things out because that's the main thing, right? This is something that we're passionate of doing. And how can we make this one to support our family, which is one of the key things, right? Some people just design kind of thing, but yep, this is like our bread and butter and just really making sure that we have all of these things as we have our journey. Now, what are some of the challenges from the very beginning, 13 mm-hmm. years in, I am just like fully 3 years as an LLC freelancing for previous more 3 years. So there's just a little bit, right? Tell us a little bit about like that journey when it comes to that one.
Absolutely. So when I first started freelancing and when I decided that I was going to do a business, it was very much a different landscape. So starting out as a freelancer, I was just doing logos and focusing a lot in the nonprofit sector. And that was great. I loved being able to hone in on stories. And I think that kind of carried with me as I like developed more, but even more so when I decided that I need to be bigger than just me. That's when it was like light switch bulb, aha moment. And that's when I started to really build and invest from within, wanting to work with people who are like-minded in similar mindsets and skill sets, but also being open-minded to people who had different, completely different skill sets that I also needed to invest in and learn about so that I could level up myself holistically as a platform.
Yeah, I love that one. Just really finding the right fit for your business and partnering and being open. And I love it because most like of our conversation as well is really that community over competition. Mm-hmm. There is really going to be in a journey, like I've said it's so lonely as a solo entrepreneur or a business owner, whether you even have a team, because there's a difference, right? Like you have this visionary and then you have your team. You can't just be blurting out everything of your, all of your emotional roller coaster going on. So you have to have that certain community that you can really open up and just build out. And one of the key things I love about you is really just that open arms and accepting, whether you're a beginner or an expert or whatever it is, we might be doing something of the same thing, is that you really have that amazing mindset of let us build a community and help each other, which you are just like amazing. That's what always something that I tell our fellow self-taught designers is that find that community, right? Now, how do you see, tell me a little bit about what comes. It's easy to say at times, but then sometimes, right? Humans, we are, oh no, is she better than me? Or, oh, we might be competitors, some of that sort, right? Tell us a little bit about that, because I know you build something also here in Kentucky of all the creatives, but I just love that. What is your mindset over that? What drives you to really have that mindset of community over competition?
Absolutely. So it's all about what's for you is for you. That's the mindset that I have always. When I walk into spaces, it's not a matter of fitting a mold. It's not a matter of checking a box. It's really just openly and authentically walking into spaces, being freely who we are. As women of color, we have a lot of extra things that we have to grind through and get over and walk through and sit in. And I think it's really important that we find avenues where we can connect and grow, like Joanna and I have been able to walk into situations and really grow exponentially because we know that the representation of each other matters. That's really been a really big community focal point for me. But the other part of that too is understanding too that having a business of color, being a business of color, is also very pivotal and important in spaces where it's not as colorful. And so I think that it's really important that when we walk into those spaces, that we do walk arms hand in hand, if you will, being able to show that, yeah, this is real, this is legit, and we're not going anywhere.
So one of the key things as well at the times when you're starting off in design, you're trying to figure things out, like, where can I go? Like me personally, the online space has really helped, right? I bet the past 13 years before, it's not as accessible as I want to go to a design group and everyone is there, right? So during that time when you are starting off, how were you able to navigate this, finding like-minded individuals and being able to build relationship? Because I know there will be a lot, because some are either introvert, some are extrovert, or some, okay, I'm just not, especially our audience is that they are self-taught. Like they are just like procrastination or imposter syndrome that, oh yes. No, will I introduce myself as a studio owner of one? I only one, but then I own this one, right? So tell us a little bit about that journey and finding the community and being able to make sure that, hey, I'm representing, I'm here, and let's build something together.
Oh, yeah. I love this question. I think in the earlier parts when I was building Octane, it was just like a team of 1, 2, 3. It was definitely more of I just want to get myself out there and be amongst the community. So directories, online groups, Facebook groups, all that was starting to become more of a normal thing then. Mind you, this is like Photoshop's yes level. If that tells you any estimate of time. So there was classes actually were becoming more and more popular during that time. Now, mind you, this is way before COVID or anything along those lines kept us apart in those areas. But having a digital, both in-person option was really very fruitful. And that's, I'm seeing a very good trend of that kind of returning now as people are meeting more in person to learn, to navigate, to network. And then the other part of that, as the business began to grow more than 3 people, now a staff of 8 across 5 countries, it's more of how can we continue to bridge the things that we love and keep that intact amongst all the clutter, amongst all the things that are out there in the world. So it's almost like we're protecting our tribe a little bit more in this season.
Yes, it's really just putting out yourself out there. And like what you said, the in-person is really coming back. There's a part of me that I'm just so exhausted as well of online, but there's also like a strategic way also making sure that I invest in the right community or a right time, like where can I find them and really just put ourselves out there. Now, one of the key things that I've also mentioned is the concept of imposter syndrome, like as a designer or especially as a business owner trying to do this. Tell us a little bit about your journey in overcoming that, or if you have those moments, how do you overcome that?
Oh, yeah. I think if anyone's being real with themselves, they're going to have ebbs and flows of those moments always. I think that's just part of the creative journey of being someone who is self-taught or coming from an area where you had to grit and grind to get to where you want to go. Imposter syndrome for me comes in different shapes and forms. One, maybe it's looking at all the cool things that other people create and you're just like, why can't I do that? There's moments where you're like, that person's making six figures in less time than I ever took. Like, how are they able to get ahead? There's all of those self-doubt moments. But what I constantly return to is an origin story. And I like to think of it as like an old school Marvel movie, if you will. Everyone has their origin story, right? How they became who they are. And I love the fact that I use gamified education and things like comics and cosplay to better illustrate someone's personal journey. And so that's what I return to when I feel that imposter syndrome creeping in. I go back to that origin story, that single pregnant mom who was by herself for so long, and moments where it's, I'm a third generation entrepreneur. And so I carry a lot of those representation and lessons from the things that people pass on to me so that I can inspire and encourage my own self to get through the next step.
I love that one. It's always going back to our origin, our story, our why did we get started? And it just give us a little bit more boost because when we're having conversation, we have our challenges like, oh no, Danielle, what's happening with this? And then what's going on with this? But we just keep on going. And yeah, that's so true. It always happens to us, that imposter syndrome of kind of figuring things out, or what the heck did I get myself into again?
Right. Know that feeling.
It's always, oh my gosh, woke up and we're like, oh my gosh. But then it's just so amazing that we have created what we have created, especially you as well, with it all through the years that you have built your design business. Now, you've then mentioned that you do have now people in your company. You do mm-hmm. have either contractor or teammates. Tell us a little bit about this, because I really had that long-term vision. Like, I can't do it myself. Because here's right. my story, if I may share, is that I was in Gatlinburg on a vacation with my husband, and there was a website that was already somehow launched, and mm-hmm. something happened out of the blue. And so, of course, clients, emails, you have our phone with us, and everything was just like going fire. So I had to go to the hotel and go back and told my husband, just go ahead, enjoy the day, I'll be back. But I was like, this should not happen again. I'm not gonna do this one. So that was like the turning point is that I need to be able to sustain the business and find business partners that can be part of the business and help me run it. While I'm doing this podcast, projects are being run, right?
Yes.
Other things are being run.
Checkbox. Yes,
checkbox. So tell us a little bit about that turning point for you. I know you've mentioned a while ago in your story, you started looking for people to be part of, but tell us about when you fully decide, okay, I need to partner with people, and how were you able to find this amazing team members that you have now?
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually a very candid conversation that my podcast sister Cicely actually had with me. She pulled me aside after our podcast episode, and I was complaining a little bit about grumbling about projects and how busy it was, and I'll just try to figure it out. And she literally just verbally pulled me aside and said, Danielle, you need more help. You realistically need some support, more support than what you're getting. And it was very true, but I was very much still very in a kind of, no, but I can be woman all by myself. I can do it. I'm Wonder Woman. I'm Superwoman. But hey, every superhero needs someone to help hold the cape. And so this is where I personally just sacrificed and said, you know what? I'm going to dig in and I'm going to do it. So how I selected these team members is the fun part. I really wanted to, again, build a community that I knew was going to be gamified. That I knew was going to be based upon the things and interests that make Octane thrive. And for us, that's gaming. So I'm very much into retro gaming and very much into comics and cosplay, all the nerdy things that you would love in a nerdy girl. And that's really the basis for what I was looking for. I wanted someone who was going to be able to mandate all the projects and be an amazing project manager, but she loved to play Xbox on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon. I wanted someone who was totally into social media marketing, into all the systems and strategies, but she loved to read comics in her free time. These are the type of people that I was able to accumulate and find and make the magic of Octane's team happen.
That's a wonderful story, right? That community of you have that same things that you enjoy together, just like us as well. My unique way of finding the people that I have is that I'm actually the one who's look for them. Like I would go to Instagram and say, okay, funnel designer. And then behind the scene, okay, I'm actually looking for team members or someone that I can outsource this. Are you interested for this? What's your hourly rate? What's your package rate? Like we have all of this. Cause And then eventually, of course, it was now the hiring, okay, posting and everything. But before it was also that, right? Finding those likeness, simple things that you know that you will both kind of work together, jive together. That's what I meant. So now as a business owner, right? Like having a team or a community or a team basically is a very big leap. Oh no, like how am I ready for this? Both financially. I think that's the number one thing is the financial, right? So how were you able to, because until now, like I always say, oh, what's my payroll again for next week? Like, when will I get this again? Project is getting slow. Like it's the reality of it, right?
Yeah,
but
it is.
Because I know that there will be the same situation, right? Like I need help. How were you able to make sure that it's profitable? It still works with the budget and everything. Tell us a little bit about that process, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, no, not at all. I think it's really important for me. I had to have someone who was completely efficient in something I wasn't wise about. And that helps also across the board when you're coming to digital marketing and having team members like that are taking care of more of technical aspects. I had to do the same thing with my money. I had to do the same thing with my finances. I had to put certain people in place that were complete experts in that field and like old school slap knuckles. Nope, not today, Danielle. Like you can't go that route, but that's okay. We'll try a different way or different method. Or here's some suggestions we think would be great for you to start investing in so that you can grow some long-term capital and have some of those easier cash flow options and things along those lines. So that's essentially what I had to do.
Yeah, really looking into it and seeing whether it's doable or not. Or if not, then you just work around and see where you can really bring in that help, because we always will reach that capacity. And then also really aligning who you come in and they understand if you are a solo entrepreneur, right? Like I really tell them that I need help and I need people who have the same vision as me. And we're in the whole, like you say, Octane's vision, where you want to go and where you are as a mission and vision of your company as well. Now, with the years that you have in design, you did mention a while ago, right? You work with some nonprofits or in terms of clients as well. Is that still your main niche focus or small businesses? Tell us a little bit about the client, and also how do you go ahead and look for clients to make sure that a business is sustainable all throughout these years?
That's right. So 65% of our clientele, over 65% of our clientele is women or BIPOC-owned businesses. That's really important to us to be able to not only build our wealth, but also build generational wealth, specifically in people of color. So that's where a majority of our clientele comes from. That's really rooted into our mission statement and who we are. But the other part of that is, how are you procuring you? A lot of it is social media and social media marketing, word of mouth. Once we do a great project with someone, word of mouth goes a lot further for us than just using more technical traditional spaces like social media marketing and ads. So I do love the word of mouth. I think what has been really unique in our practice is that we've been able to curate a little bit of a family, if you will. So not only are we invested with them on a level of executing a project or a product, but we're keeping up with their kids' birthdays. We're showing up in places that they're just like 7 points of influence, right? We take that in mind. If we can be in their faces at least 7 times, we can really start to have more of an intimate conversation or intimate relationship. And intimate and more so just more than the typical, hi, how are you, sending an email. So I love the fact that we've been able to establish that for years now. And that's really how Octane has been able to progress in finding clients that we want to work with. That is something that also is a kind of a pivotal point for Octane. We get to pick the people that we want to work with. And it's less of we just take whatever's out there.
I love that one. That goes the relationship building beyond the contract, beyond the project. And I love how you do that. We have this, I forgot that one, male post mail, something like a link that they can give in their information, right. And then we send them mail. And then, of course, right, with mail, we said, okay, let's just turn to digital as of now so that we can be cost efficient.
It works with, both ways.
Yeah,
it works
both ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that's also part of our marketing, like, budget. If we have the holidays, right? Christmas, like, yes. Something small token that we can mail clients who have been referring us. And I love what you've said as well, that it is a referral, but then you are building relationship and community. It still boils down to that community, not just within fellow designers, fellow creatives, but also community within the industry that you are serving. Because like I said, if somebody like, oh, yep, I you are like me, I know Danielle can help. Octane can really help. So that is a wonderful reminder for us self-taught designers listening out there. So make sure to actually download this episode and also subscribe so that you can really remember all of these things and stories that Danielle is sharing, because mm-hmm. it is really just important in how we are building our business as well. Right now, with everything that is the challenges, do you work with a certain platform? Is there something also like within your branding? I know you do the website, some brandings, mm-hmm. marketing materials. Tell us a little bit about the services and portfolio that you have.
Oh man, where do we start? One of our longest clients is a nonprofit that serves kids with congenital heart disease and their families. I love this particular nonprofit has grown so fond with me to be able to share these superhero, amazing stories of children every day defying incredible odds just by breathing. It's really cool that I'm able to be a part of their story because of them sharing their story with us. And that shows through their website, through their social media, through their Giving Tuesday campaigns. Every little piece of branding and marketing we've been able to do just continues to echo the advocacy of these kids' stories and their families that are living through this with them as well. So I love being able to go in that direction. Other portfolio things that we've done, oh my goodness, festivals, I live for them. We designed the Lexington Roots and Heritage Festival for 8 years straight. That was so much fun to be able to see the absolutely amazing cultural display of the African-American and Black community in Lexington and surrounding area. Oh my gosh, where do we even start? More things outside of Kentucky. We've been able to do things. Oh, we love bourbon. Can we talk about that? Like, we love fresh bourbon, one of our favorites. And that's a really big part of Kentucky life and just the region itself. So being able to work with a specific Black bourbon-owned company and distillery is really important to us to share that particular story. And we did that through web design. So that was really cool. But I think overall, like, the overarching stories that we continually come across are really just people who are able to have an amazing story or something they really want to share and get out that create a level of impact. And this is where the heart of, I feel like, Octane really helps surround, is how can we create more impact through the services that we provide? So whether that is social media marketing or web or graphic design, maybe it's just graphics for their live, or maybe it's designing a full gala. I love galas. I love being able to take the passion and the mission and just elevating that through the products and services that we offer.
Yes, I love how it's really aligning, right, with your mission and vision and who you serve and what you create for them. And I love also that you're really involved within the community of Lexington. At times, though, that there will be some like fellow designer like me trying to navigate the local market. How did Yes. you come about to it? Was it really just because like locally you were able to build that relationship and community, and then that's just like the ripple effect of the referrals? Tell me a little bit, because during that time, right, 13 years ago, right? So that was like 2013. Oh my gosh. Like, yes. I think that will be 23 years, but maybe like somehow like that, right? Because I know that there were a lot of designers that came about during the pandemic time. So online networking, online businesses were the one coming in. And when you say, hey, you want to also create an impact in the local, which you have most of your clients, if I'm mm-hmm. correct, tell us a little bit about that journey. Besides the referrals, were you able to really just go yourself and look for this type of clients?
Yes. So we did research, right? Market research is everything. We did a lot of market research just to figure out what brands do we want to align with? Is there an opportunity for us to align with them? Many of them have already contracted companies or individuals that already they work with, which is great. We never want to intercede on any of that. I think for me, it was just finding the right up and coming people and places and brands, and then aligning them with, hey, we could meet your needs this way. or hey, we could, let's sit down and have a chat, a coffee chat or something along those lines, and we go in that direction. But I am very thankful for the fact that we've had a database of referrals that just continue to showcase, name drop our names in conversations. I love the fact that our community of women that are out there beyond Kentucky, beyond America, continues to name drop us in situations where we would not be able to be entered in alone. And I think that's really been a game changer for us.
And I bet with that, it's really the service that you provide, that system that you have, everything. That's why people love, and the care that you have provided, the relationship building that you have provided. Mm-hmm. So that is why we are seeing the results of this relationship. And this is a good reminder for all of you self-taught designers to really build that relationship. Go beyond your area, within your area, outside your state, with the power of online. That's really how you show up and making sure that you provide a good experience for your client. Not just the money that will be coming in and what they're paying goes beyond that, right? Of course, when you're first starting off, you're like, okay, all I need the cash flow. But then eventually we need to be always self-conscious. But it's a reality. I don't know if you agree with me, that every entrepreneur that I've actually talked to, it was really their passion that first came in because they want to be of service to their clients or whatever they're doing. Now, in 2021, you've actually restructured and relaunched the mm-hmm. Kentucky Creatives for all new Kentucky-based influencers, bloggers, photographers, copywriters, as well as podcasters. Tell us a little bit about how this came about. What is this mission? Because here's another thing, community building, right, of creatives. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Kentucky Creatives.
I started out as a member, and the original founder, Aisha Nwandu, hi Aisha, she definitely suggested, Danielle, I really like the things that you're doing. I like the community that they're building. I'm transitioning. Would you want to pick up what I'm putting down? At first, I was hesitant because I'm like, what, another one? I just did a podcast. Octane's really thriving. I'm building an online educational platform at the same time. Do I really need to add one more thing? And the slow answer was yes. It was not an immediate yes. It was more so of being cautious. And cautious just not to spread myself too thin. But once I got my feet wet in what I wanted to do with the group, and it was completely a different structure. We're now in a paid structure and a free group. So we offer different types of membership. So that part had to get structured and laid out first. We needed to get our legal stuff in order before we can move forward. Like all those type of things needed to be ironed out well before we started telling people, hey, come on in. And once we got to that point, we started bringing in photographers, podcasters, videographers, just a slew of people across the state of Kentucky that are totally interested in wanting to connect with other creatives who do other creative, amazing things. And on top of that, we decided to turn it into a business where Kentucky businesses and brands can actually find another creative, hire and use them at will.
Yes, I actually signed up for that. I need to dive into that one again, as you all know, right? Okay, here's another thing we're going to dive into. I don't know yet what this is all about, but I just love it because I'm always supportive. I always say, whatever you have, put me in, count me in. I don't know. Yeah, I always tell that one, right? So that is really good. So if you are a Kentucky creative, do check that one out. Do we have a website? We have a website for that. That is the... Mm-hmm.
KentuckyCreatives.com.
Okay. Yep. KentuckyCreatives.com. Always reach out if ever you want to be part of that one. And also for small businesses, if you're in Kentucky and you need some amazing influencers or creatives to help your business and hire somebody, which I really love because everyone is local and they can really talk about that and help their business as well. Now, one key thing that you've also mentioned as an entrepreneur, as you grow, we put a lot of creative things in our plate. Like you have the podcast, you have the Kentucky Creative, you have Octane, and you also speak in a lot of engagement here in Lexington and also nationwide. So tell us a little bit about balancing, because I know there will be a lot of starting designers who are like, oh, I love to be a speaker one day, or I love to do this one too one day, right? So how are you able to do that one and manage everything?
one day at a time. That's the short answer. One day at a time. But I do like to do things ahead, batching out, knowing seasons ahead of time, not necessarily knowing exactly what's going to happen in that season, but planning ahead for the season. I know in the winter months, it's going to get a little bit slower. What can we do to ensure that we've got streams of income happening, that we have opportunities still embedded in areas? What can we do to enhance community if community is a focal point in our business over the next 3 months? Things along those lines. So I plan out my year, obviously a year in advance almost, and outline in each quarter, if you will, maybe some goals or some basic objectives to iron out in between that time.
Yes, that is so important, especially for it's as of this recording, as that is already like October of 2023. So fourth quarter of 2023, 2024 is coming in. So it's already that time. I think we had the conversation before when I was like in my stress mode, I said, oh no, I'm already forgetting about like the fourth quarter, whatever will come in. I'm now in the 2024 because, oh my gosh, we need to hit that one, plan that one out. So yeah, that's really because sometimes, right, when you are a solo entrepreneur, we think of the week, the day, the week, the month. We forget like the long vision, or we're even scared of facing like, oh no, I don't know yet. I need to feed myself. I need the money. Mm-hmm. But it's really that business owner mindset of really planning and really doing accordingly so that you can actually do all of this creative stuff. And if I may also share, I think I've shared this with you that this year was really it's a roller coaster, stress, health, and everything. And Opa, our mutual friend, and she really said, reminded me, Joanna, you need to go back to your creative space, because that's how you first started Savvy Chic Design. And when she told that one, here we are, we've relaunched our podcast because we've been inspired, right? We've been inspired and just taking action and really planning a lot. So that's just, that's why community is very important. Sometimes if you fear, who am I going to talk to? Who am I going to be the friends? Find like-minded individuals, and they're always ready to listen. That's one thing I've really learned.
Find me. You can talk to me.
Yes, there you go. Yes. Now, I'm so excited because you have upcoming projects for the first quarter, which is going to be the education platform for Q1. Tell me a little bit about how that came about and all of this amazing things that will be happening for Q1.
Yeah. So Q1 Essentials is our digital marketing cohort. And it came about for me, honestly, it came from a nag. It came from multiple people nagging me about the same thing all the time. And I was like, I'm just going to record this one time and then keep playing it for all these people that keep asking. And that became my way of going into digital courses. And so now Q1 is now led by a team, the whole Octane team, taught by a ton of different women from across 5 countries. It's amazing. It's 14 mini courses. We did our research on this year and previous years. We decided to really focus in on what helps people better focus or pay attention to these courses, because now it's everywhere, right? Like courses are almost like unspoken. It's out there. It's everywhere. So how do you get them to pay attention to you? We do a little bit of gamified education. It's a cohort specifically that's gamified. So if you're really into that, that's totally our jam. The other part was kind of breaking down these courses into bite-sized, relatable chunks. And so we keep all the courses under 15 minutes. You can learn a whole new skill set within 15 minutes. So that's really important to us. And the other part of that is the part that everybody wants. Everybody wants a piece of community. Somebody wants the expert to walk with them side by side. And so we provide that on a more one-on-one private educational community just for those who invest in Q1. So this only happens November through January. So this is our way of giving back to our world, giving back to our culture at a price level that's approachable and doable for anyone.
This is so exciting because, especially 15 minutes short span. You know me, if you're all watching my video right now, because we have a video version of this podcast, I keep moving around because that's just me. Like, I can't skip still at times, but I'm listening to everything. But so this one is going to be more on the digital marketing skills. Am I correct? And yes. Is it all for open for any business owner or anyone who want to up level their digital marketing?
Yes, absolutely. We really encourage any small business, new brand, or maybe reoccurring entrepreneur. If you're an entrepreneur in 2003, the rules don't apply in 2023. So this could be your way to refresh a lot of areas. So we focus primarily in the areas of graphics, web, podcast, strategy, and social media.
Wow, those are some of the key things that will really is really essential. That's what you said, the Q1 essentials. There you go. You see, there's a reason for the name. So smart. I knew it. And of course, they can go to www.q1essentials.com if you want to check that one out, which is going to be starting November to, did you say January? I'm sorry.
Yes. November January. 1st to yeah. January 31st. Yes.
Yep. That's awesome. Now, I love that one. I just love that one because it's always just that growth of how can you be of service, not even on those that done for you services, but those DIY who want to learn because you have spent lots of years, right? And experiences and all of these things that we go through in our business. And it's always about time to share that knowledge as well. Now, I know you also have a podcast, which is awesome. It has been running for quite some time already. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Oh my goodness, more than graphics. It's actually a business hashtag turned lifestyle mantra. So it's co-hosted by myself and two other women of color, Cicely and Priscilla. And I love the fact that we just get to hang out in these very soft, but very open and raw spaces to encourage and empower and educate women in tech and women creatives. A lot of times we'll come in there and sometimes we're raw, we're really loud and we're really charged up. And other times it's more sentimental. It is more sacred. And I love the fact that we have special guests that come and talk on various different topics about how they've been able to overcome hurdles within the tech and creative industries. But I also love, too, the inspiring day-to-day stories, right? Like today, I was just able to walk outside for 15 gosh darn minutes without having kids bothering me or a phone nagging me or something dinging at me. Things along those moments, too. So we're with you every step of the way. So our big motto is to find your tribe. And we feel like we could be that tribe.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And I love it that it says that more than graphics. And that again, right? Community, three hosts, just creating impact, having conversations and space for people to talk. And I think that's one thing that I love about what you are creating is the community. Like everything on a stage of different business projects that you have, there is a community. There is that intentional experience. Let's come in together. Let's build something amazing. Let's build something that can create impact for ourselves, for our family, for our community. And I think that's one thing that is very important. Because in our journey of self-taught, business owner, solo entrepreneur, it is the most loneliest yet fulfilling. But when you're open and intentional, oh, I'm going to start networking. I'm going to start finding my tribe. I'm going to start doing this. They come to you because you attract it, right? Because nobody will find you if you're not going to be out there and just looking for things that you have. This is just awesome. I love hearing your story. I love what you have created as well. Now, besides the Q1 Essential project and all the services that you have, is there any other, as well as the podcast, is there any other maybe upcoming more project for 2024 that you'd like to share with us? Or is this something that you are focusing on for now within this time frame?
Everything now is focused on Q1 at this point, but we are so excited about what's going to be happening in 2024. One of our big kind of focuses or big objectives for next year is events. So we want to be able to take on more events. We love full branding from head to toe, whether it's the ticket, the t-shirt, the shoes, whichever. We want to be able to take on more brands in 2024. So that's our big goal for us. But our focus is really just to help cultivate the things that are already present. Working with these new businesses, working with businesses of color is such a pivotal point in our business. And we just want to continue to echo those stories and amplify more voices.
Oh, events. I love events. Oh my gosh. Yes, it's about time. I'm always what's happening? Is there music events? Is there business conference events? And I think we're also talking. So we're going to just blur this out, right? Because I actually DM you and I said, I think, Danielle, we need to create a creative event, something of just speakers and everything. I don't know how much it will cost, but wouldn't it be fun?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yes. I know there's other conference or maybe events that are happening that is free. I know you've sent me some links, but I think that might be one thing that we're going to shoot out. We don't know yet. So if you're going to be in Kentucky or if you're interested to coming in Kentucky, we can add a bourbon tour to it and a bourbon tasting to it.
Let's go.
Yes.
Show me the bourbon.
I know. Show me the bourbon or the bourbon, the chocolates, right? With everything. Ooh, we can put that one at a side. Yeah, I love that one. I think that's going to be an exciting thing for you because a lot of people and businesses, surely after whatever happened 3 years ago, it has really been 3 years ago,
that they're already,
yeah, I was like, what? what happened with that one? But yeah, I bet there's going to be something that they're going to be thinking of. So make sure, so Daniel, please do go ahead and invite our amazing listeners, both wherever they are at, more about Octane besides what you've shared. But yeah, tell us more or invite them more. That's what I said.
Yeah, you can totally follow us at lexoctane.com. That's lexoctane.com. You can also find us anywhere on the web at Octane Designs. That's with an S. So I love Instagram. Instagrams are jams. If you want to slide the DM, you totally can. We love being able to talk to people and at events, in person, on podcasts, across the web, wherever you are. We would love to be able to have a conversation with you about your business goals and your needs.
Yay. Thank you so much, Daniel, for being my amazing guest for today's episode. So make sure to follow all of the links will be dropped in the description. Also, you can check out our show notes so that you can go through all of the highlights of this conversation as well. And make sure to download and subscribe and also follow More Than Graphics podcast so that you can also hear all of the amazing things and conversation that is happening over there. So thank you so much. You all have a wonderful day. So make sure to stay tuned on our next episode. And there we have it, another episode diving deep into the world of self-taught designer. We truly hope these stories and insight continue to inspire and fuel your creative journey. Remember, every professional was once an amateur and every expert began as a beginner. A big thanks to our guests, sponsors, and especially you, our listener. Your support makes every episode a new adventure. If you find value in today's discussion, consider sharing this podcast with a friend, subscribe, or leave us a review. Your feedback that only help us grow, but also reach out more self-taught designers out there. So stay curious, keep pushing those boundaries, and always trust in your unique design journey. I'm Joanna, and this has been the Self-Taught Designer Podcast. See you next time.